This is Lance Lichter for AA Today. The risk of intravascular injection during transforaminal epidural steroid injections depends on needle type. So much of what we do is based upon either what we've been taught or what the salesperson shows us that our department is willing to purchase. Lumbosacral epidural injections are an accepted way to manage chronic low back pain, particularly if there's a radicular component. Research has demonstrated the need for fluoroscopy, what should be injected, and the appropriate injection technique. The authors in the Konkuk University Medical Center in Seoul, Korea, randomized 616 patients who underwent 1,376 transforaminal epidural steroid injections to determine whether intravascular injection was more likely with a Whittaker or a Quinke needle. Their findings are discussed in the article, A Comparison of Quinke and Whittaker Needles with Respect to Risk of Intravascular Uptake in S1 Transforaminal Epidural Steroid Injections, a randomized trial of 1,376 cases that was published in this month's issue of Anesthesia and Analgesia. This was a prospective and randomized trial. Both needles were 25 gauge and 9 centimeters in length. Patients were randomized to receive either of the two needles. The procedure was performed in the prone position, guided by fluoroscopy. One-sided injections were performed in 242 cases, and bilateral injections in 1,134 cases. Intravascular injection was greater if a Quinke needle was used. 24% intravascular injection when a Quinke needle was used, compared to 17% intravascular injection when the Whittaker needle was used. Two of the 12 physicians had higher intravascular injection rates relative to the others. Intravascular injection was also correlated with positive blood aspiration and intrasacral bone contact. This is not the first study to show the advantage of a Whittaker needle compared to a Quinke needle. Specifically, postdural puncture headaches are less likely with a Whittaker needle. Some would argue that it is unethical to use a Quinke needle because of the higher incidence of postdural puncture headache, particularly in obstetric patients. Might that also be true for lumbosacral epidural injections? Risk factors for postdural puncture headache are discussed in Open Anesthesia. This is Lance Lichter.